This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U-Mobile.
I'm Wong Xiaoning, and this is The Breakfast Grill. Interested in investing in the stock market? Or maybe you are already a pro. But over the years, what has changed significantly is the way you can trade. Technology has disrupted many industries, and stockbroking is no different. To find out how and whether there's still money to be made, we speak to Kazumasa Mise, CEO of Rakuten Trade Malaysia. Some background, it's actually a 50-50 joint venture between Kenanga Investment Bank and Japan's Rakuten Securities. From what I gather, there are operations already in Japan, Hong Kong, Australia. But why did you all choose Malaysia?
And the reason why the Kenanga and the Rakuten Securities and the expanding the business itself, yes, and in Japan, the online digital trading, it's very, very popular since 2000. It's keep growing. And in Malaysia, digital trading at that time not popular. That's why based on the Rakuten Securities, the digital knowledge, we come into the Malaysia and work with the Kenanga. We do the business, the joint venture company.
So you did see Malaysia as having vast potential. Now, from what I understand, reading the media reports, I think so far, at least 215,000 accounts have been opened with Rakuten Trade. Is this in line with your projections? Have you reached your KPI? What kind of growth are you looking at?
More. Actually, there are a lot of retail investors support us. And they after the COVID-19, the pandemic, we can see the surge, spike of the account opening. Yeah, I appreciate our client to support our business.
You might sign up, but how many accounts are truly active? Can you give us a gauge? Does this client on average trade weekly or monthly? Are they doing more trades on cash basis or through margin? What's the profile like of even the customer actually?
Okay, simply to say, our client mostly is a beginner. 80% is here below 40s, and 80% of them is here. Their trading experience is the less than 3 years. A lot of beginner traders are traded in the Rakuten Trade platforms.
Are they doing via cash or margin?
Mostly cash.
Mostly cash. And
We can see some of the expert investors are trading in our contra account, buy sell, within their 2 days.
Okay. Mm. How active are these traders?
Once a month.
Once a month.
Those are the traders roughly 5 times a month.
And the average size of their trade, just to get a gauge, you know, are these like small retailers or large retailers? What kind of, you know, where are you competing in which segment of the market?
Actually, it depends on the client. Yeah, the average and the trading size, roughly the 2,000 and the 3,000 ringgit.
From the company's Commission Malaysia records, Rakuten was profitable. You made 17 million ringgit. But of course, that was when trading volumes on Bursa were on a fantastic upward trend, reaching a peak of 27 billion shares in August that year. But what about for 2021? Because we have seen trading volumes come down this last year quite significantly.
Mm-hmm. The first quarter is, yes, they are pretty confident means pretty good volume, but after that, then the volume going to decline 2021. It's because of during the pandemic period, and the retail client tend to trade the pandemic related share, for example, the grab shares. But after that, no topics in the market. That's why the customer struggling to choose the appropriate share to trade. Yeah.
Oh, so the volume has also come down because retailers find that there's no thematic stocks to play. Because I guess in 2020, a lot of interest in the glove stocks, for example. But in 2021, less so. What does this mean then for business? Are you then still profitable? Because you're talking about the pie that is shrinking, but yet the number of people eating the pie is the same, which is there are 30 licensed equity brokers. So how is business then?
Profit, not profit, I cannot disclose. But our market share, retail market share in the bursa is still keep increasing. Roughly at this moment, around 8% of the retail shares.
8% just for Rakuten?
8%. Rakuten.
Okay.
Yes.
So can you disclose, are you number one, number two? Where do you rank at 8% for the retail segment then?
I cannot disclose. We are not a PO, a participation organization. So the bursa doesn't disclose that this number. So yeah, just I can say the rough number percentage of the market share. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's only for retail, right? Because when I look at retail, the overall broking market share, which I get the figures from Bursa Malaysia, of course, this includes all 30 participants. From what I can see, the number one player in terms of trading volumes is Affin Securities and then followed by Kenanga. So I suppose your numbers are in the Kenanga group?
In the Kenanga group. In the Kenanga group.
Okay. Meanwhile, commissions are so competitive. You know, when I remember when I started working, which was quite some time ago, brokerage was 1%. But today, Rakuten's commission can be as low as 7 ringgit per trade or up to a maximum of 100 ringgit for trades above 100,000. Are you the cheapest in town? Is that your strategy, to be the cheapest in town?
Yes, this is a strategy. Because if we provide a lower brokerage, everybody happy, customer happy. We are thinking about the customer first. And then by using the kind of the technologies, we can reduce our costs. That's why we can achieve the lower brokerage.
So from what I gather here, that means that the strategy is to maximize market share, go for scale, right? Because your argument is that your technology costs then becomes smaller and smaller, declines over time based on the base. But you're not the only player in town at the moment that's thinking that, right? Because when I compare some of the commission structures offered by other brokers, I see a similar strategy as well. So is this a fight or a race to the bottom that at the end nobody wins though?
It depends on the company's strategy. But our strategy is very clear. We provide a lower brokerage. In that case, what we have to do is increase the number of the client, kind of the volume gain strategies. So to get the more and more client, yes, this is important to take care of the client itself. And the marketing is also important. How to do the marketing? Yes, we use the internet, online advertisement, and the social media. Yeah, such kind of the marketing strategy, we can improve the volume gain.
So what is your target for market share then in terms of the retail trade?
We set it internally, the market share.
So it's definitely higher than where you are at 8%.
Correct. Okay. Of course.
But you know, there's another player in town which really just focuses on online platform. I believe it's iFast. They are really getting into the act. But I think the competition is beyond them, because even the traditional brokers are getting into this online platform and spending money, having the right technology, offering also rather low commission rates. I mean, like I mentioned, Affin, number one player in terms of trading volumes for last year. They're becoming very competitive. They also charge a maximum of 28 ringgit for trades above 100,000. So, Mizi, are you prepared to compete a price if, you know, your competitors start lowering it even further?
Yeah, pricing, brokerage is one of the factors the customer can choose your broker. But the most important thing, as I mentioned, and the customer experience is very important. We are the already lowest in town, But I think personally, as I mentioned, that the customer is very important. So we need to improve our customer experience. That one is our next chapter of the growth.
So how are you going to improve this customer experience? Because I did have a look at the website. It looks easy to navigate. It doesn't look complicated. But what's the next phase? Is it going to be about ease of use? Is it going to be about offering, you know, diversifying, like cross-selling other products? What's the strategy here to enhance the customer experience?
While customer experience, we improved this year, January, we improved our account opening process, account onboarding process. So the last year, it takes 2 hours to open the account. But nowadays, to improve the internal process, it takes only the 1 hour. This one is the good example for the improving the customer experience. Yes. And then the product wise, we will offer the foreign share trading.
Okay.
Actually, we already start the account opening for the US trading. Maybe the trading start, well, we will announce soon.
All right. And your brokerage, very competitive?
The US?
Yes.
US brokerage, very, very competitive.
Can you tell us what the rates are? Has it been disclosed?
7 ringgit to 100 ringgit. It's the same as the Bursa, their product. And yes, and the mechanics itself is the US share, the usually trade the USD, USD, US dollar. But we automatically convert to the ringgit basis. And then based on the ringgit basis, we charge the brokerage.
Well, the other thing is I notice when you go into the website, some detractors will, however, say that when you look at it, increasingly online portals make it too easy for investors to trade. By that, I mean they don't highlight the necessary risks of investing in any equities. And it almost looks like a computer game. So there's a bit of gamification. Are you guilty of that?
You mean the stock trading itself?
Yeah, it looks like a computer game. Yeah, it looks very easy. It looks like a computer game. What do you say to detractors who say that's happening now?
Yeah, there are some of the clients and they say stock trading is a gamble. But for our business, we support the customers' future asset building. Yes, that once the people retire, they need the money. So in that case, customer investing their stocks and the bond, some of the financial product. So we are the stockbroking, not only providing the stock trading platform, but also simultaneously, this is important for our mission to give your client education.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning is Kazumasa Mise, CEO of Rakuten Trade Malaysia. After the break, the competition and investor education, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Breakfast Grill. In the hot seat this morning is Kazumasa Mise, CEO of Rakuten Trade, the first online trading platform in this country. Before the break, is the business still profitable despite Bursa trading volumes dwindling? Now, I want to stay on the financials before we move on to the education. Because from my observation, what's happening is that broking seems to be heading towards a zero brokerage model, like what we're seeing in US. Robinhood is the classic example of that. What happens then? I mean, because Robinhood, we know, makes a profit from the payment of matching trades. But here in Malaysia, we don't practice that.
No.
So how is Rakuten really going to make money? Is it going to be more from actually the float, which from last year, I gather you have 2.8 billion in assets, client assets. Is it the margin or is it cross-selling other financial products other than equity trading?
Yeah, just purely the equity broking from brokerage.
So you're not going to move down the wealth management path and offer ETFs?
Not yet.
Or will you one day?
One day, if the customer requests us. As I mentioned, we are a customer-oriented business. Mm-hmm. If the customer requests such kind of the services, we think about it.
You say you're profitable. Where does it come from then? Because if the trades are 7 ringgit minimum up to 100 ringgit, where does the profit come from? Does it come from the margin accounts or is it from the float? Basically, because you're holding on to customer assets.
Mostly cash account, purely trading. Purely trading brokerage, yes. And as I mentioned, our business style is a volume game. Actually, there are over 230 accounts right now. Those of the client support our business. The volume is totally different. Yes, if the volume is 1,000 account, 2,000 account, we cannot make a profit.
But then, so at the end of the day, okay, account openings is one thing, but profit is still then dependent on market volumes, right? Because, you know, your clients can open it. They don't trade, then you're not going to make any money. The issue I have is that, you know, market volumes are not within Rakuten's control at all. And if we look at the at Malaysia, volumes had been anemic for the last 10 years, except for that pop we saw in 2020 and a bit of it continuing in 2021. But even this year, rather lackluster. So is the business model of broking actually in structural decline for our country, though?
Maybe yes, if the volume is the same as last year, December, November, definitely we're going to struggle. So the one thing, and the as I mentioned, the customer experience is very important. We keep improving the customer experience. For the bursa trading, we will launch a stop-loss order function, improve the order function. This one, maybe the first quarter or second quarter, we will introduce it. And another thing we get their profit is, as I mentioned, the U.S. The trading. So the combination is a Malaysian share and the other foreign share trading is important. So in that case, both definitely we generate a brokerage. We can make a profit more and more.
Earlier on, you mentioned about education. I want to talk about that. You know, how important is it as a perhaps, I wouldn't say a hook, maybe that's not the right word, but to encourage people to invest more directly? Because over the years, I think there's been interest in passive investing, whether it's buying unit trust or buying an ETF. But I'm curious, you know, what is Rakuten doing in that area?
So we have actually the three types of the education we provide to the client. One is those of the for the beginners. What is the stock trading? Key point is one, how to trade. And the second thing is the purpose. We deliver to the client purpose. Purpose of the investing is asset building in the future, sometimes like that. And the third one is our research team and provide the investment ideas. What kind of the stocks is good? So in the based on the their research, the activities and the financial result, we recommend the good stocks to the client. And also the simultaneously the those of the research staffs and our the staffs and who give the education how to trade, we are all licensed staffs under the Security Commission Malaysia.
And do you find that over time how you reach customers has changed? Because you mentioned social media, for example. Is that one area to reach out to the customer? Because in the past, right, what typically happens in broking is you get a report sent to you via email and then you're supposed to read it and then, you know, come to your own decision whether to buy something. Do you think that has changed significantly? People don't want to digest investment information this way or education this way?
Yeah, actually, we post the, our research report and the kind of the how to trade. It's on the mainly the social medias, Facebook and Instagram. So the we have another channel for the Telegram group.
What about cryptocurrencies? Is this something that Rakuten is considering being like an online exchange platform, something like Luno? Because there's been great interest in this alternative asset class. In fact, I wouldn't even call it alternative. It's becoming increasingly more mainstream.
But at this moment, our customer haven't requested a cryptocurrency.
Aren't you going to be proactive in a way? It's not so much a customer request, but maybe you can see a trend that, you know, this has great potential.
But the priority is important. Yes, we launch here in the US, right?
Yeah, so yes. That's first.
A customer requesting us another country.
Oh,
so
okay.
Those are the first we have to introduce.
So US is first. What are the other countries then your customers have requested?
Hong Kong.
So you're going to offer that soon?
Maybe the second quarter.
All right. And I suppose would the commission be the same, 7 ringgit minimum and up to 100 for trades above 100,000? Will it be as competitive as that?
We are like not discussing all the pricing.
But the other thing I noticed is, of course, all the brokers are facing margin compression and you are disrupting the market offering 7 ringgit per trade. Do you think then the industry, and we're already seeing signs of it, is forcing consolidation? The broking arm of Alliance Investment Bank is in talks supposedly to sell to Phillips Securities. And is Rakuten actually looking for any such deals?
Competitor is competitor. But the competition, what I can say, only one thing. Competition is good for the client. all of the broker compete each other, pricing, services. So in that case, customer enjoy stock trading. Competition is important.
But competition can be painful for you too. And some brokers are actually even loss-making.
We have to think about the better and the better customer experience, definitely.
So you think that will drive overall market volumes then, and everybody wins?
Correct.
But along the way, I suppose there will be some consolidation, will
I cannot make a comment for that, Andy, these questions.
Recently also, you know, there was talk, or at least at Budget 2022, stamp duty was supposed to be raised, but the stamp duty ceiling now has been fixed at 1,000 ringgit per contract note, complete to a complete abolishment that was announced. But of course, prior to this, it had a 200 ringgit cap. The issue I have is then now transactions in Malaysia are higher than some of the markets in ASEAN. Do you think this matters to Rakuten? Maybe less so because of the segment you're operating in. Your customers don't have such, don't buy in such, or don't trade in such large value?
To be honest, though, the capping and increase 200 ringgit, 2,000, big and pain, the big traders. We can see the customer trading. Some of the big traders that less trading. But the overall Rakuten trade, not so big impact. As I mentioned, our trading main trading volume zone is maybe the 2,000, 3,000 trading value zone. So we can generate, still they can enjoy the trading. So maybe we have to look at the trend very carefully from now on.
On that note, thank you for your time. Today on The Breakfast Grill was Kazumasa Mise, CEO of Rakuten Trade Malaysia. I'm Wong Xiaoning, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.